It's Monday, August 3rd. You're listening to T-Dad Talk. I'm Cameron Wayne. Today, Carnegie Public Library announces a new partnership with Health Solutions, and the county hosts their annual county fair over the weekend. In the state, Major League Baseball gets a shaky start, and in the nation, President Trump's top medical advisor shares concerns. So, let's dig in. Support for today's podcast comes from the Chronicle News Media Group, presenting their free business marketing service Project 360 to help reconnect businesses with their audiences. For more information, call 719-846-3311. Additionally, all T-Dad Talk episodes are produced by the Chronicle News Media with additional support from T-Dad Radio. Now let's jump in with today's weather. Weather for today looks mostly sunny with afternoon showers likely and highs climbing up near 90 degrees for most of the region. Tonight we'll dip down to around 60 degrees. For Tuesday, less chance of rain with highs again around 90 degrees. Now, here's the news. Carnegie Public Library of Trinidad announced a new partnership with Health Solutions beginning in August, which will provide behavioral health care and treatment for patrons in Trinidad. This care will include outpatient mental health and substance abuse treatment. Health Solutions is a nonprofit behavioral health treatment provider that serves adults and children in Pueblo, Huerfano, and Los Animas counties. This partnership will allow the library to better assist and direct people to the appropriate care and services. Starting this month, the library will host weekly open access to behavioral health care on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. until noon. Clinical case manager Dana Walsh will be on site to answer questions, provide one-on-one support, and offer resources to those patrons seeking services. In other local news, on Thursday, July 30th, 4-H and FFA members hit the arena for the sheep and cattle shows out at the Los Animas County Fairgrounds. To check out some of the photos captured, pick up an issue of today's paper or visit the website, thechronicle-news.com, for more. In the state today, as the Rockies play their home opener at Coors Field Friday night in front of cardboard cutouts, one-fifth of the teams in Major League Baseball were idle due to positive coronavirus tests. That led to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred warning the sport could shut down if it can't better contain the pandemic, and also acknowledged that players need to be better in following protocols. An outbreak in the Marlins organization started the week on an ominous note, and positive tests within the Phillies, whom Miami last played, and Cardinals organizations resulted in 30 total postponements and 6 teams out of action entering the weekend. Today in the nation, Deborah Birx, one of President Trump's top medical advisors, told CNN the disease was extraordinarily widespread across the country and a greater threat than when the outbreak first began, BBC reported today regarding COVID-19. She said it was now affecting rural areas as well as big cities, and added rural communities were not immune and should wear masks and practice social distancing. The U.S. has recorded more cases and deaths than any other country. According to a tally by Johns Hopkins University, more than 4.6 million infections and at least 154,000 deaths have been confirmed in America. Worldwide, nearly 18 million cases and at least 687,000 deaths have been reported. Happening today, Mount Carmel is still offering their virtual online classes. To see a schedule of what's happening today and for access to those classes, visit their website, mountcarmelcenter.org. Additionally, if you know of any upcoming events that we should be aware of, please don't hesitate to reach out to us here at the Chronicle so we can make sure to spread the word. As always, for a deeper look into today's stories, visit the Chronicle News website, thechronicle-news.com, and support your local journalism with a subscription. Thanks for sticking around for another T-Dad Talk. If you like this podcast, be sure to click that subscribe button below, and also drop us a message on our T-Dad Radio Facebook page and let us know how we're doing. I always love hearing all the creative ways we can continue to make what we do here at the Chronicle even better. Another special thanks to the Chronicle News Media Group and their Project 360 services, free to help local businesses reconnect with their audiences. This is Cameron Wayne. Have a great day. This is Chronicle News Media.